Hi, and welcome to the Kids Rock for Kids Global Voices podcast. My name is Rebecca, and I'm your host. And today I'm going to talk to you about something a little bit different. Rather than read you statistics or read a publication, I thought that I would share a little bit of my own experiences with you and let you get to know me a little bit better and tell you a little bit about my history as having been a teen mother. As you know, one of the things that we focus on is education. And in particular, because I am very, very passionate about teaching teens to learn the facts and to make proactive decisions based on those facts. Having myself been a young mom, I was, pregnant twice before I was out of high school. The first time, I was 15. I had sex for the first time and in consequence got pregnant. Not being very naive about pregnancy and my body in general, did not realize I was pregnant until a few months into the pregnancy. As a family, and yes, I'm going to use the A word here, so before you tune out, I hope that you will continue to listen. We decided that it was in my best interest to have an abortion, which I did. Now, I'm not here to talk to you about whether abortion is right or wrong. I'm simply telling you about a decision that was made as a family for myself. I can tell you that the experience itself was horrible, not because of the decision we made. At the time, I truly believed in my heart it was the right thing to do, but because of the experience outside of the clinic. I was 15, extremely scared. And was walking down this long sidewalk with my family on either side of me. And the clinic was being protested that day. And consequently, I had a young child, probably no older than my son is now, about 10 years old, come up to me and put a pamphlet of dead babies in jars in my hand. Another parent spit on my shoe, while another one holding a sign that said, "Jesus loves you," proceeded to call me a murdering whore and bitch. It was tough. It's something that haunts me to this day, and I'm 33 now, and I still have nightmares about that. It was one of the hardest things that I'd ever gone through, because I hadn't seen that side of humanity before, and such a personal and scary decision to begin with was only compounded by the intolerance and ignorance to my situation by complete strangers. And it made it very, very difficult to go through. Even now, I think about it every day. But then about 9 months later, I had sex for the second time and once again found myself pregnant. And this time I decided that because of the terrible situation I'd had before, I was going to keep the baby. Now, I know some of you might be thinking, oh my God, you know, she must have been a slut just sleeping around all over the place. But the truth is, I was a good girl. I never got in trouble. I got good grades. I was in honors classes. I didn't drink. I didn't smoke. I didn't do drugs. I was actually a very naive, sweet, innocent girl who just had virtually no self-esteem and who looked for ways to find it. And, you know, teenagers, all of us as teens, find or look for ways to find our self-esteem externally, unfortunately. And, you know, I always call it that Superman complex. You know, we feel invincible. We feel like nothing is going to ever touch us. Nothing can harm us. And just like Superman, though, we all have our own version of kryptonite. For some teenagers, it becomes smoking. For some, it becomes drinking with their buddies or doing drugs. For me, unfortunately, it became sex. I found that by having sex, or at least at the time I found that by having sex, I belonged. And now, of course, with an adult's perspective, I can look back on this and realize that that was a really naive perception of the world. But back then, it was how I prevented myself from feeling invisible. And so I found my self-esteem in boys. And, you know, after the birth of my daughter, everything changed, of course. I mean, I was a junior in high school. I was geared for full scholarships for college. I was going to be a teacher or a doctor. I mean, I had everything planned out. And, you know, having a child really sidelined all of that. I had to go to work full time and of course juggle babysitting and riding my Schwinn to McDonald's to pay for the babysitting and getting up at 6 a.m. to get ready for school. The life of a teen parent is hard. It's probably the most difficult challenge that any teenager can undertake. So I am extremely passionate about sharing my story and talking to people such as yourself and letting you know how hard that job is. And, yeah, I'm lucky. I'm not a statistic anymore. And lucky for me, my child has not taken the path that I took. But she could have easily have become a statistic as well. And it's something that I feel like it's important that we talk about these things. And for those of us that have been in these situations, that we're not scared to share our stories and to tell people about what we've gone through, especially teenagers today, and let them know that it's okay not to succumb to the peer pressure. Now, I'm not one of these abstinence freaks. I'm not one of these people that puts religion or politics into these things. I simply put the facts into it and look at the reality of the situation. And even my own child will tell you, she knows. I don't regret for a minute being her mother, not 1 minute of the day, not a second. But I do regret that she had to suffer in some ways because I was ill prepared financially and emotionally to be a mom at 16. And so she had to grow up as I grew up. And if you're listening to this and you're a parent, you know that that is unfair to both of you. And, it's a situation that now is I'm an adult and she is the age I was when I had her. She's going to be 17. We have finally kind of met in the middle, but the road hasn't been easy. I am going to break this into parts because I have definitely experienced quite a bit in 33 years, and I don't want to bore you or make this too long of a post, but I did want to kind of give you an introduction to this, and hopefully you will tune in and listen to the next part of this cast. Thank you for listening. I look forward to talking to you soon.